A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples. Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they replied, Some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, he said, who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man. It was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, our bishop was preaching in the parish church, and at one point of his homily, he wanted to involve the children, so he moved towards the area where they were gathered and asked a question. The question was, what is sunblock for? Now, of course, all the hands went up, and only one child had the opportunity to respond. To keep the sun out, was the chirpy response. Yes, said the bishop, that's right. And you know, there is another sun that some people try to block out. Now he had the adults hooked. And then he asked his next question for us to ponder. In what ways might we block out the sun? That is, Jesus, the Son of God. This episode came to my mind when I was preparing today's gospel of Who Do You Say I Am? And I wondered, why is Jesus asking his friends something that puts his identity to the question? Mind you, it is very refreshing to have Jesus establish his identity with the question, Who do you say I am? And not what we hear so often when someone meets us for the first time. What do you do? Yet surely after walking and being with Jesus for so long a time, his friends knew who he was. Well, Peter thought he did, and probably told Jesus he was the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God. Now, even Jesus took the risk of responding by placing Peter in the position of rock on which he would build his church. Now, Jesus knew that it was God who had revealed this great mystery to Peter. Yet even with God in control, when Jesus made it clear to Peter and his followers that to be his follower, they must be prepared to suffer. And what does Peter do? Well, we'll hear that in the next gospel reading. He remonstrates with Jesus. No way. No way was vulnerability ever going to be part of Peter's plan. And now I'm sure we can all relate to this. It's all very well to acknowledge a relationship with a person and things seem to be going smoothly. But when suffering enters in, we don't want anything to do with it. And so we block it out. And thus, in a sense, block out Jesus, the Son of God. We just don't want to imagine that being with Jesus means being with the sufferings, taking up our cross, his cross, to follow him. When I allow Jesus to ask me that same question, I find myself confronted with mystery. Such a mystery. You are the Christ. This is a short statement, a narrow way. This is the point, I think, that John Mayne speaks about in Meditation. This is the point through which we all must pass. Letting go of all else, and yet beyond which there is a greater space, a greater openness, a greater awareness. A little bit like you look at a funnel and you feed, what do you feed down through a funnel? Whatever it is, it has to start broadly and then it comes down to that very narrow point. If it, say it's detergent, and then it flows out and it's free to go anywhere. It's as if we have to pass through that point, like a woman giving birth. The baby has to come down, 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 into that narrow, narrow recess and out into freedom and out into a new world. And so my relationship, your relationship with Jesus, requires continual discernment and ongoing exploration as we pass through that letting go. I do know that with Peter, I can say to Jesus, "To whom else shall I go?" And Jesus replies, "Don't be afraid. I am." This is the point of revelation, of recognition, a point that changes everything. So the question continues to be just that, a question rather than an answer. We are still on the journey, still on the way. Who do you say I am? Who is the Son of God that we are following? And am I aware, are you aware, of the ways in which we fail to let go, to pass through that funnel, that point of suffering, that place of transition, that place where sometimes it's too hard and we can turn away and thus block out the Jesus who we really do want to follow. So perhaps today we could spend time pondering that question. Who of Jesus, who do you say I am? And am I prepared to follow a suffering Messiah and not block him from view by my unwillingness to walk the journey that he is on? Blessings on your day.